To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, December the 7th. I got another little couple nuggets having to do with this date here, but we're coming back to Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you had all their records.
Everyone.
Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. But this song, Hot Rod Lincoln, got me thinking about an event that happened this past week. We didn't have it in our story of the week, but the man is at the top of the food chain in one sport, and he's going after the guys in the other. Michael Jordan testified this past week. He and his team, and that include Denny Hamlin, too, because he's part of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Suing NASCAR.
Yep.
For their business model. That's basically what he's saying. Y'all need to do this like the NBA does it, because you guys, meaning the France family,
they've kind of have everything locked down.
They've
for
had
so
it
long.
That way for a while,
you know.
And so he was,
and so the other owners are kind of sitting back and letting Jordan do it.
Yeah, because they should have did it a while ago.
Well, they're gonna sit back and if he gets the money, everybody's gonna go collect the money, right? But they're gonna sit back and let Jordan be the lightning rod. That's okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine, because either way, he's changed it.
Yeah,
he's done his Curt Flood duty for the sport of NASCAR in the minds of many. That's about a good way to put it, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do that.
I do every once in a while. I come up with a nugget.
That's nice.
Let's bring on Miles Garrett. Miles,
let's do that.
Over at Fox 5, getting set for Falcons and Seattle. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing very good, guys. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was wonderful. I got to tell
you
what.
It was filling.
Well, yeah. No, not this year though. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Did you? Well, you go around. Everybody gives you a plate.
No, man.
You didn't get no plates from nobody.
No. You know what? I went to your spot.
Well, you should have been full. That's right. You went to Maggiano's. yikes! Yeah, Miles. If you ever get, you're away from your family and you're in a place that's got Maggiano's on Thanksgiving, you could do a whole lot worse. Let me tell you that right now.
That does sound very good,
dude. I got to tell you what. I was up last night, like a lot of people, watching the end of that Ohio State game. Sam, and ended when it ended. We saw that time, right? And then the channel that it was on, they did like a post-game update, and then they went to recap what happened with the Bulldogs. And who was on that show, Miles? That late
the
night?
The Bulldogs final?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
That would be yours truly.
Yeah, he was there. And I'm sitting there falling asleep thinking to myself, this dude better wake up in the morning. He's sitting here doing this late night show. So, hey, man, you're here, and thank you. But like I said, I heard you late night doing that show. And, we're going to talk Falcons with you. Your thoughts on the Bulldogs, and should they stay at number 3? Should they leapfrog over Alabama? I mean, Ohio State, and when they come out with the standings, should Alabama get in there? I know you dip your toe into college football, so let's get a quick comment from you about that before we get into the Falcons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting right now because I do not envy the committee and what they're going to have to do toward the bottom of this bracket right now. But at least at the top, I do think Georgia will be number two. I think they've earned that. I think it's going to be Indiana at one, Georgia at two. I think 3 and 4 is where it could get interesting. I don't know if Texas Tech ends up leapfrogging Ohio State, but I do think you've got your top four locked in at somehow at some point really there. I think really where it's going to get interesting is that really 8 through 12 area. Does Miami get in? Do you put Duke in? I mean, does Alabama make it? There's so many different questions there that the committee hasn't really set a precedent for at the moment. And it's a really weird position because you may end up not even taking a team from the ACC from this point. You know, you like, how do you justify putting in a Duke team like that that's got as many losses as it does and, you know, not accepting Miami at that point, even though Miami has beaten a team like Notre Dame? You know, it's a lot of questions that they haven't really said there's a correct answer to. There's no rhyme or reason for it. So it's all subjective, but it's something I really, really don't envy the committee on.
Yep, not at all, not at all. But it's something they still have to deal with, and it's going to be amazing to see what happens during the course of the day. You mentioned Duke. What kind of 5-loss team make it into this thing? Come on, man.
Yeah, that makes zero sense. I know you have that precedent of a conference champion, but it is really, really hard to justify that kind of thing when you even have ACC teams that are ranked higher than Duke at this point that didn't make the conference championship.
Absolutely, absolutely. Folks, we're spending time on WaitForIt.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Miles Garrett, and he is social. You can find him at Miles Garrett T. Why are you laughing, man?
I just was thinking about something. Miles plays golf.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about our question, the thing that we talked about earlier with Koo, because we talked Miles earlier on with the Falcons and special teams, and this is when Koo was still at the Falcons, and him hitting a fat shot. Miles, have you ever hit a fat shot like Koo's kick that Monday Night Football game? Have you seen that thing?
I will say, yes. I think I have had some golf shots like that before.
All right, man. What are you expecting out of this Falcons team today? Going up against Seattle, and you say what you will about their season right now, but don't, you know, isn't it about pride right now?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, this is probably the most unpredictable team in all the NFL right now. It's been, like, almost every single game this season, I think, has been impossible to predict with the Falcons. I was talking to my boss, Justin Felder, about this fairly recently where we were just saying, yeah, I mean, like every single time the Falcons have played or, you know, have had an opponent that maybe they're favored over or, you know, a true underdog, it seems like they've bucked expectations for whatever that game actually is. So this game being against a Seattle team that's doing really well right now, 9-3 on paper, sure, you would expect the Falcons to probably lose this game. However, I would not be surprised in and of the slightest if the Falcons somehow find a way to beat this Seattle team. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that is not going in their favor right now. The depth at wide receiver specifically, I think, has been probably the biggest red flag for this team. No Drake London once again. Darnell Mooney going to have to step up. Ray McLeod hasn't been on the team for a while. You're trying to figure out what you've got there. So the pass-catching standpoint is certainly a concern, but Bijan Robinson, his production, and Tyler Allgeier, for that matter, has not been going anywhere. In fact, I think it's been starting to pick up a little bit. You loved what he did against the New York Jets. Granted, it was the Jets. We know what they are. But you're definitely going to have to take advantage of the players you got at this point offensively, and you're going to have to see those guys continue what they've been doing. Otherwise, you know, from the offensive side, you just don't have a lot to work with. It's kind of an empty cupboard right there. I really want to see Kyle Pitts continue what he did against the Jets. Talking about consistency, that's a guy I really, really want to see become more consistent this final stretch of games for this team. And once again, defensively, I mean, I just we're paying attention to the rookies at this point. I really want to see James Pierce and Jalen Walker continue their momentum right now as far as the sack totals and getting the pressures, getting those pressure rates up. So, yeah, long-winded answer, but wouldn't be surprised if somehow the Falcons end up winning.
Yep. Thoughts about Demian Diablo, his return to that defense and what he does is, you know, he just makes such a difference. Even though he's not 100% healthy, just to have him out there on the field, his presence seems to give.
Oh, Hunter, I think you saw that in that Saints game, right? I mean, it was the first game that he had been back since fracturing that forearm against the 49ers, which really started that whole losing skid that essentially, again, you don't want to call it over, but really kind of ended this Falcons season at that point. You know, you put J.D. Bertrand in there, and he didn't necessarily, you know, don't want to trash J.D. Bertrand here, but the difference between him and Diablo right there in the middle of the field was noticeable. I mean, Diablo is able to stretch the field with his speed, his agility. It's really kind of the way Demian Diablo plays, it reminds me a lot of what I think this team had envisioned for Troy Anderson, another guy that we haven't really seen due to injury. He's got that, you know, the height, the length, the agility, the ability to run across the field and make plays and you know, create some space out there in the middle. That is what Demian Diablo has done for this team. So I think it's a fantastic signing. You saw how important he was there at the beginning of the year and really his absence, what it created there. So love to have him back. Hopefully that club is coming off his hand pretty soon because he can make maybe some more interceptions because that is a tough thing to deal with out there on the football field.
It's Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this this December 7th, you know, when you look at this Falcons team, you look at this season, and you think back, and now as you talk about wanting to see nothing but the rookies right now, is conversations are already being started about next season and what this team's going to look like. And so that being the case, where do you start addressing, what do you start thinking about wanting to be areas of this team that you address first if you were given the keys of the kingdom?
Address first? Oh, man, that is a very, very good question there. Yeah, I mean, it's hard because, I mean, first of all, one big area that I think is kind of the big elephant in the room right now, even though it's not necessarily the one that grabs headlines, is special teams. I don't think I've seen a worse season, you know, for a particular unit for the Falcons ever in my lifetime. It seems like every single week there has been a mishap from that unit, whether that's, you know, early in the season, you know, missing field goals or now at this point, kickoff returns, punt returns, you know, penalties, all that kind of stuff. It seems like every single week that unit has had a very, very big mishap that has impacted the game. You saw it in New York just last week, how big that was. So I do want to see that unit finally find a little bit of consistency, have some good games here at the end of the year. I do like that Zane Gonzalez has been able to sort of lock down that kicking position after so much, you know, revolving door, really, for lack of a better term, at that position. I want to see Jamal Agnew basically step his game up right there in the return game. He's had some struggles as of late. You know, didn't even dress out, I believe, for one of the games a couple games ago. I'm not sure which one it was. But special teams, that's really the big one. I want to see that unit have a clean game and not just one. I want to see a bunch of clean games to end out this season. But, yeah, the other thing you had said, obviously the thing I had mentioned, is seeing this rookie class, seeing the young guys continue what they've been doing. Look, Ruka Roro, I've liked what I've seen from him as well. You know, a lot of the second-year guys, too, Brandon Dorlus has been terrific this year. I know he's hurt at the moment, but really seeing those types of guys continue what they've been doing so that you have something to kind of go off of going into next season because you do have some young talent here on this team. Xavier Watts as well. You don't have Billy Bowman Jr. anymore, but all these guys showed a lot of promise, guys.
Yep, they do as well. And then, of course, quarterback is a question going into next season. Who's going to be ready when things start? Of course, we got to finish up things with Kirk Cousins this season, keep him healthy so he's out there on the field to do what he can. But that's the other question I think that really lays out there for this team, you know, not knowing if Michael Penix will be ready. And really, you know, hard to prepare and say he's going to be ready when the season starts. So who will be things to start things for this team next season? That's another thing that's out there.
I got a name. Nobody's going to – people are going to –
I want to hear yours first.
Well, no, I'm being facetious, but the fact that he's going to be ready and made it known that he's going to be ready for next season, what are the chances Deshaun Watson ends up someplace?
Ooh.
See, everybody's making that known. But the dude has rested his body for the last couple of years. It's not like he doesn't know how to play the position. I'm just saying that somebody, I'm not going to be surprised if I hear somebody brings him on as, you know, backup, mentor to some young quarterback. I don't know. I'll be surprised.
They're probably going to still try to give him a shot to play at Cleveland. They try to get their money's worth out of him, but
I think he's done in Cleveland.
You know?
I just do.
Yeah, I think that the water's crossed that bridge there.
But him landing someplace, would you be surprised, Miles? Hearing that somebody...
No, I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, his career won't be over yet. Now, again, I don't think he'll be very high in demand, but at the same time, I think this won't be his last stop as far as Cleveland's concerned.
What was it I was going to say? Oh, by the way, I didn't say anything to Miles about... I asked him about a specific part of this team to address, and he said special teams. Mm-hmm. I've been on that hill from what? Week one, I've been talking about that. And the fact that it has continued and here we are and they're still talking about it is quite head-shaking. Again, I mentioned this earlier. At this point, when it comes to this team, it's about playing for pride. And the more you see that, you know, I don't know. We've talked about this, playing for jobs, playing for pride, all of that. You just want to see and get a win today. What are your chances? What are the chances of that happening, Miles, in your mind?
I mean, I think, like I said, it kind of was the first question y'all asked. I do think that there is a strong chance it does happen. The problem has been, I mean, like, just look at what this team has done all season. You know, you've been right there with some of the best teams in the league, the Patriots, the Colts. You know, you beat the Bills. You've been right there with the Buccaneers. I know they've struggled as of late, but back when they were fully healthy, you were right there with these guys, even the 49ers. So it's been a weird situation where you have been there, like you're among the best, but you, for some reason, just haven't found a way to put it together. In Seattle, you know, not a top 10 offense, but certainly right up there with what Sam Darnold has been able to do on that front. I am a little bit worried about what JSN can do to this secondary that's a little dinged up right now. Obviously, Billy Bowman's absence will be huge, and I think getting pressure on Sam Darnold will be big. You know, you want to have him seeing ghosts again like he was in New York. That's how you get him out of his game, I think. But certainly a game absolutely winnable, even though Seattle is very good, and frankly, a head coach who you had in this building a couple seasons ago.
Yeah,
this is maddening. Hey, Miles covers the team.
Finest.
I mean, he covers the team. We talk about it on a regular basis, and we're just at a head scratching stage to try to have any sort of conversation about possibilities of any kind of positivity with this team moving forward, finishing out this season. Next week, they take it. You know, the next couple weeks are going to be on the road,
right?
But man. All right, Miles. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming out there and trying to bring some good news. And there's still some hope. You know, let's just have some enjoyable weekends, especially the ones here. But let's see if these guys can play out this season and make you feel good about how they possibly turn the corner getting ready for the next season.
All you can do is hope, fellas. Yeah, I appreciate the time talking with y'all.
Now, and thank you for getting up, Miles. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great week.
There you go. That is Miles Garrett from Fox 5.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.